This is Anime Savage from Anime Nation, One Nation Under Anime, and today we're doing the review for Sword Art Online, Azaleation, Episode 14, The Crimson Knight. So, yeah, this episode had a lot of messages going on with it. You have these two characters with Kirito and Yujiro, who are, I think Yu-Gi-Oh is really changing throughout this season. You see that, me and my co-host IS23 said before, Kirito is sort of the devil in a way, and his influence is kind of weighing on Yu-Gi-Oh. So we see that these two head back in the cathedral to receive their swords, and they fight the Crimson Knight, who is very good with a bow and arrow. One of the things that I liked in this episode in this fight was that he fired a dozen arrows at once, and it was just ridiculous. And it was like, wow, how could you just fire that many in one shot? But you know, it comes at a cost, where he broke his bow. So, here is these two guys, here is Kirito and Yujiro, they're trying desperately to get through this guy. And when you first see the Crimson Knight, you see he's very intimidating, he's very resourceful, he knows what he's doing, and this is kind of an hors d'oeuvre to make us understand that these next 100 floors, this new 100 floor goal is not going to be easy as it was in the first season. It's going to be harder, and as they go up, it's going to be harder. Something I was a bit disappointed once they but first the fight was absolutely outstanding. That was a very well animated fight. The fact that these three were able to pull that off in such it was just awe-inspiring. You see Kirito showing, you know, that he can be defeated at some times. You know, he's not always going to save everything. And it was up to Yujiro to use his ice powers to kind of cool those flames that the Crimson Knight was using. I mean, when he went into his, divine weapon or whatever it may be called, he shooting flame arrows made out of flame. That's just ridiculous. And that's just awesome this divine weapons can do, and it kind of makes me wonder what Kirito and Yujiro can do if they access those divine weapons. I don't know if this new frozen sword for Yujiro is that divine weapon, or Kirito's enlarger sword, but we'll have to wait and see. Maybe they'll reach another level, because I can't wait for the next fight, because, you know, these two young ladies are standing in the way of Yujiro and Kirito. It might be, and I know a lot of Loli fans might be very, very happy to see these young ladies being here. So, yeah, that's going to be fun in the next episode. But the one thing I didn't like was that the integrity gangs are not so loyal after all. I mean, you have an administrator that is the equivalent of God, and as soon as they meet Kirito and Yujiro, they, you know, these two basically tell them, oh no, she brainwashed you and erased your memories, so, you know, yeah, I'm sorry to kind of crash your parade, but that's what she did to you. And instead of questioning them, instead of, you know, giving them I won't believe you, how could she betray us, he just goes and just believes them and says, okay. Yeah, I don't think that this Quinella seems like she's going down hard, and that her knights are going to be turned against her, and she's not going to know what to do. Or maybe she has enough power already where she doesn't need the knights, and she can actually defeat them on her own. We'll have to see, but if Quinella is thinking that her knights are going to be, like, behind her no matter what, I think that she's going to lose. Now, a theory of mine is that if they do, once they do make it, or whatever it may be, if they do make it to Quinella, then maybe she might make Yujiro an Integrity Knight, and that's when the battle between Kirito and Yujiro will commence, because none of the knights will be able to defeat him, and it'll only be up to Kirito to literally defeat himself, because there's pretty much no one else we can think of at this moment that can kind of match Kirito. So, in a way, and this is just a theory, but if that does come down to that, Kirito will have to kind of outdo himself, so it will be a new evolution for him. It just really disappointed me how easily the Crimson Knight was convinced. It just was a bummer. I'm like, come on, man. You're not going to just be loyal to her? Like, come on. And I think that's with the writing. Maybe they just, wanted to get it over with, or they kind of put more emphasis on the battle. And I do admit that was a very good job, but you don't want your Integrity Knight to be so easily swayed. But I guess they're maybe approaching it in a video game way, where you beat a boss and you kind of take something from them, or that's the vibe I may be getting. But I still was very disappointed that Crimson automatically just believed them with no evidence. These guys have no evidence that she's brainwashing you, but you believe them. I like the fact that, after the battle, when Yu-Gi-Oh! Found out that, the Crimson Knight was the knight that took, that took his precious Alice away from him, I was like, oh my god, he's about to kill this dude. And this was a test for Yu-Gi-Oh. This was a test to see what he is going to do when he has the chance to choose between mercy or vengeance. And we've seen many stories with this in American cartoons, for example, the Ghost Rider, Batman, all of these people had to deal with vengeance. Now, Yu-Gi-Oh is dealing with vengeance himself. He had a chance to kind of slay the Crimson Knight, because the Crimson Knight was even asking him to do that, because he could not bear the embarrassment of being beaten by these two squires, and knew that Quinella was going to eventually erase him, so he'd rather die honorably or die by a sword than to die by her hand. And this comes from the scene with the the very awful rape scene, from where they freed his mind of all the kind of chains and rules that was holding him back from the Taboo Index. And he doesn't have to abide by the laws anymore. So this dude is very short-tempered, and I think Kirito needs to step in and kind of keep him calm, because if Yu-Gi-Oh loses it, he will do something that he will regret. And remember, Alice is one of those Integrity Knights, so he's going to have to fight her. And if he loses it and he goes too far, he can possibly kill her. And that's the scary part in the future, because you can't just lose your temper. You have to be cool. And you don't know what type of knights you're facing next with these, with the next episode saying the Relentless Knights. So they could use your anger against you. So I think that it's up to Kirito. I think Kirito, in a way, not just the fact that he symbolizes the devil, but also he's kind of a big brother to Yu-Gi-Oh! And he kind of just makes him understand that you can't just wear your emotions on your sleeve. That, hey, Yu-Gi-Oh! Is this, he's this paragon character who's now starting to learn about life, and he's finally learning his innocence. He's no longer a virgin hero anymore. He's done and killed and done a lot of things that, he cut off the noble's arms, and I think, yeah, he did kill Rizio. So he killed him after the horrible rape scene. And I think at this point, there's no point of return for Yu-Gi-Oh! He's now tasted, he's now killed someone. So it's going to lead him down a path where he's not going to be able to come back from. And his short temper is going to lead him down doing something that's going to, where he's going to regret and it's going to mess him up. And I think Kirito needs to be that guy who kind of pulls him away from the darkness. Okay, you understand the world now, but now you don't need to become this angry Hulk-like swordsman who just slashes at anything you don't agree with, because that's not productive. That's not going to get them through these 100 floors. And Quinella is very powerful, and she'll use that against him. So overall, this particular episode I know was pretty straightforward. Most of the episode had the battle, which was excellent. I like the fact that they used different techniques. Kirito using himself as kind of like a distraction for Yu-Gi-Oh to freeze this Crimson Knight and put out his flames. Very, very, very good strategy coming from these two. And I'm really curious to see what these two little girls can do. I can't wait for the episode that's going to come out today. So thank you guys so much for listening to this review. I do think this was a I'm gonna say, if you want to look at this, if you want to look at this for the fighting, yeah, you can. But the part where and you want to see Yu-Gi-Oh, go berserk again, or almost go berserk, then I would recommend it. The only thing I will say negative about this episode is that I think they should have let the Crimson Knight, say, "Oh, I will never believe you," something like that. It's much more better to show that his loyalty to this woman than to be just easily swayed by these two boys with no evidence, because they're really good fighters and they used a really cool skill, so he has to believe them now. And also, I do want to touch up before I go, why is it that he gave them so much information? You don't give your enemy that much information. You should not do that. You are a great, great, great antagonist to these two protagonists, and I think that it should have been where Quinella takes him back, and maybe they might have to fight him again. Kind of like a video game where you beat the boss the first time, and then you have to beat an advanced or enhanced version of this boss, where now he's taking care of those weaknesses that he had. So you have to figure out, you have to completely go at him at a completely different strategy. But maybe they will. I don't know for sure, but overall, that particular part I didn't like. But overall, good episode as usual, and I can't wait for the next one. Thank you guys so much for listening to this review for Sword Art Online Alicization Episode 14, The Crimson Knight. And like I said before, and I'll say it again, I can't wait to see what these two little girls have in store. Are they friend? Are they foe? I think they're knights, but we'll wait and see as the episode comes out today. So thank you guys so much for listening. I'm currently working on the Amino app right now, trying to get a lot of content for you guys, trying to make sure that when you come on here, you have something to look at. And I'm down to one more review with Data Live, the second episode. So stay tuned for that, and I'll see you guys later. All right, bye-bye.